next CD. So everybody hold your breath. You ready? And
hold.
And we're back on here. Here,
your lungs have gotten more powerful. You've been practicing.
There's a variety of places I can go with that, and I'm not going anywhere.
Good.
Dan Warren. This is Dan Warren. Homunculi is the name of the CD, and it's got this awesome picture on it. We played this one here once before, and the music is good. And his website is mofolotopo.blogmatrix.com. That's mofolotopo.blogmatrix.com. This is Dan Warren.
Something clever to say, but when I opened my mouth, all of the words went away and something stupid came out. Seemed good in planning, but it sucked in execution. It just caused misunderstandings, which then led to more confusion. Is it possible to suddenly just become retarded? If it isn't, I suppose senility has finally started, and if so, it's just a matter of time. Till it's all gone and I find myself standing outside, disoriented, and I'm pointlessly peering at the people promenading by, hoping that I I set my eyes on someone that I recognize, and finally I'm shouting at passersby who stop and stare. Who are all these people and why am I in my underwear? Who are all these people and why am I in my underwear? Who are all these people? And I wonder, oh, I wonder if I'll notice when it happens, or if it will be so slow that we will all just keep adjusting. Friends and family won't notice that my mind just keeps decaying, and I don't know what I'm saying. I'm completely out of touch with any image I'm conveying, until finally I'm toasting my 20th anniversary. Who's this lovely woman? Why is she smiling up at me? Who are all these people? They remind me of my family. Who are all these people? And what was I saying? I've forgotten. La 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 la. La 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 la. A song I used to sing about, a song I used to sing about, a song I used to sing that I've forgotten now. It had one of those strange melodies that seemed to wander off key and talked about itself at times self-referentially. If I could just remember how it starts, I know it will come back to me. Who are all these people who are smiling so expectantly? Last thing I remember, I was at home with my family. Saying I've forgotten.
And we're back.
Here.
Here, here.
Here, 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 here. You love that when the monitor's way up. You like the sound of your own voice, don't you, Mark?
If I can't hear myself, then I don't know if I'm being heard.
That's deep. That was Dan Warren. And I love this picture.
I do love it, too. It's
this guy being eaten to death by little homunculi. So anyway, check that out at... mofolotopo.blogmatrix.com.
Oh, John, Stacy from La Cañada just instant messaged us.
Oh, yeah?
At Kill Radio Station.
God, that bitch loves this show.
She loves this show. She wants to know the name of that. What was the MySpace page of that Amy?
AimSpace. It was myspace.com/AIME space.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yes.
And if you want to find out more information about the bands other than Stacy, who... is like probably
she's such a loyal listener.
Other than
every single show.
What's the gentleman's name in France that's our biggest fan?
Jacques?
No. No, he's from England originally.
Oh, I thought you were being
facetious.
Fictitious.
Is his name David?
Dave, yeah.
That's why that was David, yeah. He's our biggest fan over there, and then Stacy, of course, is our local favorite fan. But she listens to everyone's show. I mean, no offense, Stacy, but I see you. You listen to everyone's show pretty indiscriminately.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of
mm-hmm.
like us with the bands we play.
Pretty indiscriminate.
She's pretty indiscriminate with what she listens to.
That's a good name for a band. Or no, it's a better name for an album. Don't you think? Pretty indiscriminate?
Or our kind of subtitle.
Right, pretty.
Here, here.
But you put it like pretty / indiscriminate.
But together. No
yeah.
slash.
You have a picture of like a bearded lady or something.
Yeah. Really hot, though.
Pretty / indiscriminate.
Right. Kind of like... Did you see the did you ever see the video for Aphex Twin Window Licker?
No, but is that the one where he's like, because I think the picture on the album,
the chicks in the limo.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta see it.
But is that like the one that they have on their album where it's like you know, his face on a bikini model?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
It's disturbing.
It's a disturbing video, but it's awesome.
Oh, speaking of disturbing, happy 9/11.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
I totally forgot to mention that. I hope everybody's having a great 9/11.
I'm having a great one so far. I slept in.
I've been getting so many fucking bulletins and messages from people telling me to remember
9/11,
telling me that, you know, I have to send it on to people to support this, that, or the other thing. And, you know, it's a little annoying.
Yeah.
Frankly, I mean, not. Yeah. I mean, I understand. Well, I mean, not, you know, not that there's anything wrong in commemorating, you know, an event that took place that obviously is a very emotional and significant
right.
thing. But you know, if you're only doing it because it's an anniversary, you know,
right.
it's like it's 9/11. It's not somebody's birthday. You
right.
know, it's like I don't know. I'm just surprised that I haven't seen that I'm getting a lot of the sort of like flag waving emails instead of the like, hey, remember how we used 9/11 to engage in an illegal war?
Right.
So now's a good time to call your congressman, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that kind of more activism thing as opposed to the victim thing.
That's not to discount the significance of the victims.
No, because there were innocent people, civilians.
I just think there's so much exploitation that goes on. Like, woohoo, we had a tragedy.
Totally.
Let's use it for all it's worth.
Well, I think everyone has.
Yeah.
For that matter.
But anyway, I hope you're having a happy 9/11.
I'm here, aren't I?
You know. And, or if you're having a sad one, I hope it's for a good reason.
Stacey from La Cunada just wrote it. Be nice, you guys. Stacey, be quiet.
Stacey, you whore.
She does like when you call her that, so there's no punishment. She's like me that way. Let's go to some international music. We got a band from, I don't speak Polish, but it's Rokla, W-R-O-C-L-A-W. Would you pronounce that Rokla, Poland?
I would pronounce that yacht.
Shut up. You always do that. Rokla, Poland. This group called Hollow Sign. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/hollowsign, H-O-L-L-O-W, sign, S-I-G-N.
Before we go to that, I just had a thought.
Yes, great.
I think we should have a contest of some kind. You know how we usually do, like, a question of the week?
Yeah,
you know, like, what's your favorite?
Stacey's in already, I can tell.
What's your favorite CD packaging or whatever? Like, I think we should have a contest, and I think we should have our listeners help us come up with the idea. I don't know. That's exactly where my thought ends. I don't know.
So you want to create a contest?
Yeah, yeah. So instant message us.
Do you want there to be a prize?
Kill Radio Station is the handle. Well, we will decide the prize based on what the contest is.
We can make a collection CD of.
Yeah, we could do something like that.
Some of the best bands.
Yeah, or some of the worst bands. You know, I don't know. If anybody has an idea for any kind of contest. That relates to our show, you know, that we can get the bands involved in.
Right. Basically, John has an idea that he doesn't want to do the work on at all. He wants you to do the work on it.
Yeah, it's more like a skeleton of an idea, and I want you to flesh it out. Yeah. So, Hollow Sign.
I want to punch you so hard right now. That was so stupid.
What? It's most of my ideas.
We're going to go to music, like I said we were going to do, but yeah, think of a contest.
Yeah. What?
That's somehow related to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that we can use to help promote the show.
To promote our show, yeah. To get more listeners, maybe?
You don't like your job here, do you?
No, I love my job here. Are we going to, like, have flyers? Like, get involved in the show, man.
Yeah, maybe.
Email everyone we know.
T-shirts.
T-shirts is the contest or t-shirts is the prize?
I don't know. Edible panties that say here. I have no idea. I'm just saying
that
somebody.
That is so easy to do.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever. You know. Hollow Sign, man.
Hollow Sign. Out of Rokla, Poland. And after that, we're going to go to Roma, Italy, with a group called Mardi Gras. But first, this is Hollow Sign with a song called Bez Imienia. You're listening to Here on killradio.org.
Śmierdzący prosty kam.
Thanks. That was the last one. That was Mardi Gras, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they contacted us on MySpace previously.
Good.
And I really like that.
Out of Rome? Or Roma, I like to say.
I had no idea they were from Italy. I hadn't really processed that. I guess I must have seen it because I'd seen their MySpace page. But
their awesome. MySpace page is myspace.com/Mardi Gras Music, all one word. MARDIGRAS Music. You can find out more about them and hear more of their music there. That's what we're about. We're about being a centralized location and then pointing you in the right direction if you like any of these bands. So if you ever, again, need to find out more about these bands, you can always instant message us here at the station or email us through the MySpace page. Well, we're going to start putting, I guess, under the blog, we'll start putting the playlist there, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like a good idea.
Maybe we can put a link to the podcast of the show there, too. Would be great.
Don't create work for me.
Excuse me, who made everyone make up a contest?
We have mail. Hold on, I'm going to see the mail.
Oh, okay. So this is what always happens, because the mail person, the mail bot, shows up between 12 and 2. Sometimes we'll often get a submission right on the fly. And so John, being the 4.5-year-old in a... How old are you, John? 27? 26? Yeah, basically a 20-something-year-old's body. Mel shows up and he's like, oh my God. Anything specific for us? That didn't even fit.
They couldn't fit it, so they just kind of like jammed it in the mail hole. Looks like we have a submission for Here, as well as Lost in Paradise. That's a show on Wednesday mornings with Naomi Robbins.
Wow.
She had a little write-up in the L.A. City Beat magazine.
Really?
About her show. Well, the article was about old rock music from like 50s and 60s and being played. And, you know, hers is one of the few shows that...
Actually plays?
That's what she plays. That's
her
thing.
Is that what she plays? I didn't know that.
This is the sound of me opening mail.
Can you hear it?
I think it's
exciting.
I think it's because there's a bunch of CDs in here.
And I think because...
Woohoo! Well, you know what? I'm going to figure out what this is, open it, and everything. In the meantime, I'm just going to play some music.
What do you got going on?
I want to play Ryan Raddatz. Remember I was bitching before about...
Oh, wait. I have to figure out which time you were bitching before.
No, I'm about to give you specifics.
Okay.
No, about my knee, and I'm going to have surgery and all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
So right now we're dealing with like the insurance.
Right.
So like, I had a letter the other day from my insurance company that's like, we see that your doctor scheduled you for surgery at a non-network surgical provider. That means we won't pay for it. So then I'm like trying to call the doctor, and they're like, oh, no, we just, you know, contact that surgical place. We're not actually going to have it done there. I mean, it's just like a complete fucking mess. Anyway, it made me think of this song, which is called Health Insurance. And it's a very funny song. Ryan Raddatz is a very funny, funny man. The CD is the Song A Day Project. MySpace.com/RYAN Ryan Raddatz, RADDATZ. And he woke up 21 days in a row every day, wrote a different song. So this is the third day, and it's called Health Insurance.
Sketch 3. Health Insurance. Health insurance, health insurance, health insurance. The things they're telling me are confusing. The things they're telling me are nar nar. They are nar nar. Health insurance is nar nar. Health insurance is nar nar. Case in point, I spoke to Nancy. She told me to talk to Dora. Dora said Victoria's the one for you. Victoria passed me along to Simone. But Camille knew the answers, and I couldn't talk to her. I want to talk to Camille. I want to talk to Camille. Health insurance is nar-nar. Health insurance is nar-nar. Case in point, I tried to get a pre-authorization form faxed to Nancy Rapala. This took 4 months to fax one fax. We're still waiting back on our pre-authorization amounts from Nancy Rapala. Word on the street, we haven't heard back from her yet. Health insurance, health insurance. Health insurance is nar-nar. Health insurance is nar-nar. Case in point, I probably shouldn't complain because Miranda says it's better here. But it's hard to tell when you can't get a simple fax of a pre-authorization request or a fax to Nancy Rapala. So I'll hold out judgment until it's all over. But for the time being, I'm thinking that health insurance is nar-nar. Health insurance is nar-nar. Health insurance is nar-nar. Actual call.
Hello, Sandy. Hi, this is Ryan Raddatz. You didn't get the form at all. That's okay. Wow. I believe it was a pre-authorization request form that you guys sent to Liz to find out how much you guys were going to cover before the surgery so I wouldn't have to pay the entire thing up front. I don't, but I could. You could send it to a local Kinko's and I could get it from there. So those are the numbers that you faxed over to Liz. Oh, and or in order to figure out the dollar amount for the surgery. Thank you for looking this up.
Health insurance is
I'm confused. Hi, Liz, it's Ryan. Sketch 4.
Hooray for Matt Young. Hooray for Sarah Jean. You may not know them, but you know what I mean. Hooray for doctors. Hooray for moms. Hooray for Tilly and the youthful sing-along. I have more than enough. I've got everything I need. I could just use a little harmony. Hooray for arches. Hooray for empty skies. Hooray for Rambo, your mama's got her mother's eyes. Hooray for Michael and the odds that he denies. Hooray for monsters, they are children in disguise. Well, I am more than enough. I am everything I need. I could just use a little harmony. Hooray for silence. Hooray for heat. Hooray for stillness. We are more than enough. We are everything we need. We could just use a little harmony. Well, if you're more than enough, if you are everything you need, come on and sing some harmony. Come on and sing some harmony. Come on and sing some.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Yay. That was nice.
Ryan Raddatz is very talented. So check that out, myspace.com/Ryan Raddatz. Learn about the 21 Song a Day project. And yes. So where are we? What do we have? Here, let me plug you back in.
Thank you. Did you put in the right one? There's more choices.
That's
on
what
this
she
one.
Said. What is this?
Earphone
out?
One. That one.
You want in the earphone one?
Yeah.
What is this other one?
I don't know.
It looks like
is.
Audio
it
out to me.
In.
All right, if you
That's
say
out.
So.
Headphones
you think it's an
would
in?
Be out.
Well, yeah, but sometimes
John,
they have headphone out and they also have audio out.
John, we're arguing again.
They power them differently.
John, we're arguing again in front of the children. I told you we would stop that.
Go back to your room.
Stupid. All right, this is a band out of Denver called The Swayback. Their MySpace page, again, myspace.com/theswayback, all one word. We're going to play two songs from them.
Can you handle it?
This is Down to the Tracks. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Org.
Shout!
Hear, hear. Nice.
On killradio.org.
Again, that was a Swayback out of Denver, Colorado. MySpace.com/TheSwayback.
The Swayback.
TheSwayback.
So, yeah, so before I got all excited about the new mail.
Yeah.
I'm about to play this CD.
Really?
I'm very excited.
So you're still excited?
Yeah, I'm still excited.
Because normally that's not what happens.
Well,
it seems like it's all about opening the package and then the playing is like, it's gone.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like you're talking about relationships.
It sounds like it's the anticipation of what could be, but it never adds up to your expectation or anticipation. You could try to turn around and make it about me, but this is something I observed since March now.
Oh, I need therapy. So
I just gave you some.
I appreciate it. No, that was actually sarcastic. Like,
give me my $5
like,
back.
Like, I need therapy from you. So anyway, this is Erica
Preemptive
Rose.
Therapy.
A-R-R-I-C-A, Erica Rose. And she just brand spanking new CD just came in through the mail slot. And says here, born and raised in Los Angeles, which is good for us because we are in Los Angeles, where she and her band are currently based, influenced by a wide variety of favorite artists ranging from Billie Holiday to Bob Dylan, David Bowie to Elliott Smith. First EP, self-titled acoustic album, painstakingly recorded on her bedroom floor. And
this is why I like getting MP3s.
Well, because
the banter in that is just tedious. Even if they are totally sincere, it always just sounds like...
Well, it's true. I mean, this is something that probably sounds better in... looks, you know, is better in text than being read. It says here, her full-length album, People Like Us, that's the name of this album, was... says it's a bankable proposition that Erica Rose, this is from Performer Magazine, and it's a bankable proposition that Erica Rose and the dot dot dots, oh, that is the actual, that's so funny, I was like reading it wrong, that's the actual name of the band, is Erica Rose and the dot dot dots.
Oh.
What do you call that?
The ellipses. Yeah.
Right.
So in the ellipses.
The first full-length album, People Like Us, will be the soundtrack of TV shows like Grey's Anatomy and The OC next year. Those shows are well-known for finding smaller acts capable of great things, launching them in stardom, something for which this band seems destined. Well, destined for stardom sounds pretty fucking good. So why don't we play
it? Stacy from La Cunada just wrote in that you're talking too fast.
You think so?
I do speak. I didn't understand any
more
of that.
Quickly when I'm excited. Josh is here.
Ow. And you want to break light fixtures.
I haven't eaten today because
I've never seen you so excited before.
And I'm a little hyperactive right now from the coffee. Don't worry, I'll be depressed later.
Oh, good.
So these are the first two tracks from the Erica Rose album and the dot, dot, dots.
When you come down, that's when I pass you back to Shannon. It's perfect timing. Shannon,
go to ARRICAROSE, ericarose.com, as well as myspace.com/ericarose. Okay.
Yay.
Whoa, what was that?
That was me.
What were you doing?
Yay.
That's retarded. Don't do that again. Hear, hear. On killradio.org.
Cats and plants, they don't talk back, and there's never an end to the money we spend. I wish this world would just slow on down, some of mine could take its time. Sticks and stones may break our bones, and your words will always hurt me so. But this air to breathe and stars to see, sometimes the birds will sing at night. It's a sign of day, yeah, yeah. Na, 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 yeah, day, yeah, yeah. Na, 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 yeah, day, yeah, yeah. Na, 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 day, yeah, yeah. Na, 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 na. Ashes to ashes or dust to dust, yeah. My heart just wants to bust. If I stop for a while, I remember to smile. Yeah, the birds will sing at night.
It's a sign of day, yeah, yeah. Na, 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 yeah, day, yeah, yeah. Na, 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 yeah, day, yeah, yeah.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Yes, you are.
That was Erica Rose and the dot, dot, dots, or the ellipses. We're not
ellipses.
Sure.
Ellipses.
Check out ARRICAROSE, ericarose.com. And, of course, myspace.com/ericarose. Yay! Thank you for letting us your CD.
We have 10 minutes.
Yay!
Do you have anything you want to play? I think
yeah.
I'll hold
are
off.
Are you out? Are you done?
I have one more song, but I didn't. I'm again, the doting, molesting uncle, I would like to let him know that we're going to play him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'll hold off and play this next Monday.
Okay, that's cool.
Which is a reminder that Hear Hear webcasts every Monday from 12 to 2 p.m. Pacific time at killradio.org. We're all submissions all the time, indiscriminately accepting, which is both Ultimately,
sometimes
it's not
I have to call you out on
all.
That too.
What?
I have to call you out on that sometimes because you're like, I don't want to play this.
Only
like,
one time
Mark,
that happened.
Mark, you have a responsibility to the community, to the music community.
John, that happened one time.
Yes, and but I multiply everything in my head times three.
So it happened three times.
No, I'm really bad at math. It's four.
Okay. So it happened a few times. We're going to go back to that conversation. Or a couple of times.
Several
times. Okay, great.
Okay, so this is, I had mentioned before I was going to play them, so now I'm actually going to fulfill what I said.
Wow.
This is Death to Anders, although I think it's pronounced Anders. And I just saw them play recently at the Echo, which was cool. And they're going to be a guest on my show October 5th. Oh, by the way, you want to tell everyone about your show?
Yeah. Jen and I both do other shows here at KillRated.org. I do my show on Fridays called Close Your Eyes. It is music, meditation, and conversation. I play a wide variety of music, so it's not just Tibetan chants or New Age Wyndham Hill stuff. In fact, I stay
Hill.
Away from that. You even know what that is, right? Because that term's kind of gone away.
Because they used to work in a music store, yeah.
That term's kind of gone away as a meaning. So
what was the other one? It was like something steamroller.
Oh,
Mannheim Steamroller, yeah, or something like that.
Yeah, I don't play that kind of stuff. I play a lot of electronica. I also play, for whatever weird reason, I play a lot of kind of what I call grandma Mexican music, like Chavela Vargas and Javier
shows about
Solis.
About spiritual enlightenment, is that
yes.
correct?
Okay. Yes.
Good.
Yeah, so it's usually something that I'm working on and talking about that. Like last time we talked about the consciousness of yes. Rather than living in a consciousness of no.
Oh.
Kind of a limiting kind of way. We just kind of how we approach every single moment. Like, with an I can't or no attitude versus just being open and receptive yes kind of attitude.
Wow.
That's kind of a simple kind of way of describing
it. It's funny because that really sounds like something I wouldn't understand.
I saved the show. You can download it.
Cool. Do you post your shows on
Kill Radio?
I don't
know how.
Oh. Well, that's awkward. Well, yeah. Where? How can people download it then?
I meant just for you.
Oh, I'll let you all know how it went. I do a show on Thursday mornings called Is Good. It's Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And I spin for an hour, whatever I feel like playing. And then I interview a band.
You weren't
for
usually
an hour.
On Thursdays, were you? Did you move?
No. I've been on Thursdays for over a year now.
Oh, that's
occasionally
right.
I'll do a Monday or a Tuesday show to accommodate a band. But, yeah, I have them come in and play live. And so far, it just keeps getting better and better. So...
Good.
Drop by myspace.com/thisisgood to see what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, what's your website for Close Your Eyes?
For Close Your Eyes, it's myspace.com/close_your_eyes_1.
Man, that's sad.
Did you know how long it took me? Close_your_eyes_1. Took 20 minutes.
It takes 20 minutes to say it.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah, that's a great story. All right, you've been listening to Hear Hear.
You're a dick.
On killradio.org. We are Kill Radio's only all-submission show.
Yay.
You send it, we play it. Anything outside of that is much too complicated for us. So please come by myspace.com/hear_hear. That's HEAR_HERE.
Yes.
And check out what we're up to. Add yourself and encourage your musician friends to send their music as well. You can send it... via old school snail mail with a CD, or you can send us MP3s, and we will play it. That's our guarantee, unless somebody steals it. This is Death to Anders, and we'll be back next week. Say goodbye, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
outro and you know you're the last of a man to me. Time's more than a contraption with a tongue, pick you up, swing you down like an old tambourine.
To say goodbye again.
Yeah.
So
we missed
thanks,
you.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. And you want to shut off? Did you shut it off?
No.
The recorder?
No. I just want to see that there was actually people still there.
Yeah.
And there is.
Of course.
Sweet.
There. Of course.
Oh, sweet.
Of course. It's here.
So
of course.
Well, I don't know. I have abandonment issues, and I apply them everywhere I go. All right. We're gonna stop. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be here next Monday, 12:02 p.m. Pacific time. here, here, kill
MySpace.com/here_here.
Thank you.